The Bluegrass Benefit for St. Joseph House of Hospitality has been going on for 20 years. It has become a staple in our region as the beginning of the Bluegrass Festival season. April 27th, the date is coming Friday night at 7 o'clock. My friend Bruce Mountjoy will be the MC. Bands performing there include Echo Valley, Lonesome Lust and Foggy, Black Diamond, and the Allegheny Drifters, as well as the band you're about to hear from. And they'll play between now and the top of the hour. A picture of them is already up on Facebook from their sound check. Please join me as we welcome Fern Hollow.
Winds are swift, the clouds won't quit, the feeling grows and the gate won't close. Get your mind off winter time, you ain't going nowhere. Ooh, we ride me high, tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh no, we're gonna fly down in that easy chair. I don't care how much money they sent. The morning came and the morning went. Pick up your money and pick up your tent. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh, we ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh no, we gonna fly down in that easy chair. Buy me a gun and a flute that shoots, tailgates are no substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots, you ain't going nowhere. Ooh, we ride me high, tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh no, we gonna fly down in that easy chair. Genghis Khan and his brother Don, they could not keep from keeping on. We'll climb that mountain no matter how steep when we get up to it. Ooh, we ride me high, tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh no, we gonna fly down in that easy chair. Ooh, we ride me high, tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh no, we gonna fly down in that easy chair.
They're great. I'm always just blown away when I listen to you guys. It's Fern Hollow here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Paul, I'm going to ask you to introduce the band since you're closest to a microphone.
Sure. On our Doghouse upright bass is Jake Koppel, and our multi-instrumentalist, Chris McCartan.
From my perspective, it looks like Chris is playing his lap because I've got this in between us, but yeah. I think he's got a steel guitar on his lap.
Then our mandolinist, one of our mandolinists, is Luke Stamper, and then my son Paul Dvorchak on fiddle and mandolin.
Good to have all five of you here today. And lest we forget, we talked about it last week a bit early mm-hmm. in the morning, but
right.
I hope you'll consider stopping by the St. Joseph House of Hospitality benefit this Friday night. It's It's a great event, brings together a lot of good people, and you'll be able to see these guys as well as hear them. Oh, looky here, Chris has a banjo with six strings on it to boot.
But he makes it sound like a five. It's amazing. But turn it around, Chris. Well,
is it open?
And he made the back.
Nice.
He made that back.
That's a beautiful instrument.
It is, yeah.
What are you going to play?
So this is another medley of Ashokan Farewell, a song we wrote called Whiskey Rebels, about the Whiskey Rebellion of 1794, and then we'll end it with Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Here again, I'm thinking about the historic nature of these songs. This is a good set, actually. Be fun. We're kind of going back in history.
Right.
So
right.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Here again, Ferd Holla.
Okay. '94 with just one or two, make our whiskey for barter and medicine and fun. The government can't pay its war bill, they're taxing our whiskey at the point of a gun. General Neville tried to collect that whiskey tax, we burned his home up on Bower Hill. Ran off all of his chicken soldiers, and we drank the whiskey from the general still. Mr. Washington, Mr. Hamilton, stay back east. You want a government, pay your own darn way. Fought the redcoats, then we came back home. Just want to drink our whiskey by the light of any day. Hear the sending out the troops to teach root farmers the rule of law. Government's looking for easy money, they ain't gonna get it without a brawl. Mr. Washington, Mr. Hamilton, stay back east. You want a government, pay your own darn way. Fought the redcoats, then we came back home. just one drink of whiskey by light of any day. Just want to drink our liquor by the light of any day.
I don't think you guys haven't had two mandolins in the past. I don't recall.
Here and there, sometimes we do.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Luke Stamper and Paul Dvorak, the younger, playing face to face, and that end part was great. Also, some great banjo work done by Chris McCartan there, and a great medley of tunes. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Community Radio. Thank you for doing that. It's wonderful to have you here. I know it's still a little cold, but it is sunny today. And as the month rolls on, it should get warmer and warmer, and a great evening concert coming up this Friday. Indoors, but it's the beginning, really, to many, it's thought of as the beginning of the Bluegrass Festival season. April 27th, Friday, 7 o'clock, the 20th annual Bluegrass Benefit Concert for St. Joseph House of Hospitality. This is really a concert that Paul Dvorak shepherded years ago when you worked for Catholic Charities, and look what you created.
That's right, 20 years later.
Yeah, it's something. And I'm holding the poster to the show, and you had mentioned the fiddle that's on this poster.
The fiddle was my dad's fiddle, and that's the fiddle that Paul's playing here. He was born in 1901, and was made in 1896. They bought it for him when he was 11. There are six boys in our family, and it's a miracle that it survived.
Wow.
So I can imagine them using it as a bat to bat ball, for a tennis ball or something like that.
Or a base.
It's really an heirloom, and it's been on our poster, and we used it actually on the 10th annual poster too. So
I had remembered that, and it's funny because it's so big on the poster that you almost think it's a bass, but then you see the chin rest, and you know, no, that just couldn't be. Fern Hollow here with us. I want to be sure we get more music in. I see we've got the National out once again.
Right.
Or am I allowed to call that a dobro? Dobro is it? Okay. Well, you know, we get yelled at if we call a dobro or a national a dobro or a dobro a national.
So this song is...
not by the players, Chris, by the companies.
This is a Chris Stapleton song sung by our Chris, and it's called If It Hadn't Been for Love. And then we will end that with our version of Jerusalem Ridge. Thank you.
hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have caught the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have run through the blinding rain without $1 to my name if it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. Never would have seen the trouble that I'm in if it hadn't been for love. Would have been gone like a wayward wind if it hadn't been for love. Nobody knows it better than me. I wouldn't be wishing I was free if it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. Four cold walls against my will. At least I know she's lying still. Four cold walls without parole. Lord have mercy on my soul. Never would have gone to that side of town if it hadn't been for love. Never would have took a mind to track her down if it hadn't been for love. Never would have loaded up a 44 and put myself behind a jailhouse door if it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. Four cold walls against my will. At least I know she's lying still. Four cold walls without parole. Lord have mercy on my soul. Hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have caught the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have loaded up a 44, put myself behind a jailhouse door if it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. If it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. If it hadn't been, if it hadn't been.
Fern Hollow, a versatile band, is demonstrated by those two songs. You guys sound great together. And Paul, you've got a lot of energy to keep up with here. Not that you don't have a lot of energy yourself.
They keep me young, that's for sure.
How often do you guys get together to play?
We try to get together once a week. And if everything goes right, I cook for them.
Ah, that's the secret. You guys go ahead and work on that fast stuff. I'm going in the kitchen. That's it takes, I think a lot of times people will listen to a band like yours and you make it seem so easy. And it's got to take a lot of work with some of the complexities in terms of what you're doing. That arrangement of Jerusalem Ridge, did that take a lot to figure out?
We've been playing it for a while now, so it's just fun to watch the interaction between the different instruments.
Yeah, it sure is.
I think it's maybe Michael Cleveland inspired. Mm-hmm. Michael, it's a Michael Cleveland version of Jerusalem Ridge that inspired us to do that way.
Yeah, it's fun to watch you. I can tell you're thinking of differences and changes and nuances as you play seize the moment, whatever strikes you as you listen. Have you guys recorded much or any CDs available?
You know what? It's on our Facebook page. We have our rehearsal in our living room, but we haven't made a recording yet. So we would like to start doing that.
I think you should. It would be great to be able to do that. But you've got rehearsal. You'll put your rehearsals up on Facebook every now and then.
Yeah,
that's great. If you're just joining us, this is the group Fern Hollow. We've got two Paul Dvorchaks here with us. You just heard dad and son Paul Dvorchak Jr. Also Jake Koppel on bass, Chris McMartin on resonator guitar and banjo today, and Luke Stamper is here on mandolin, Paul the older on guitar, Paul the younger on fiddle generally, and occasionally mandolin. The 20th annual Bluegrass Benefit Concert is going to be at Synod Hall this coming Friday night, 7 o'clock, the date April 27th, proceeds benefiting Catholic Charities. We've linked to the event page, or you can go to ccpgh.org to learn more about the event. It's a great way to support the event and also to support local bluegrass. Allegheny Drifters, Black Diamond, Echo Valley, and Lonesome Lust and Foggy will join Fern Hollow. I can't wait to hear what you're going to do next.
Our next song is, again, we combine a couple of songs, Nellie Kane and Big Country. So Luke is going to sing Nellie Kane, and then we'll go into Big Country.
Western Plain, state of North Dakota, met my Nellie Kane, met my Nellie Kane. She was living in a lonely cabin with some by another man. 5 years she had waited for him, as long as a woman can, as long as a woman can. I don't know what changed my mind, till then I was rambling kind. Kind of love I can't explain that I had for Nellie Kane. Well, she took me on to work one day, helped her till the land. In the afternoon, planted seeds, in the evening we held hands, in the evening we held hands. Well, her blue eyes told me everything that a man should know. It was then I realized lies that I would never go. Lord, I would never go. I don't know what changed my mind till I was red and kind. The kind of love I can't explain that I had for Nellie Kay. Father to him, and she became my all. Lord, she became my all. I don't know what changed my mind. Till then, I was rambling kind. Kind of love I can't explain that I had for Nellie Kay. That I had for
Just a terrific Fern Hollow. And Luke, who's that little girl out there? You've got a young fan.
That's my daughter, Margaret.
Margaret, are you there? Can you hear us? Margaret was dancing on top of the table right outside the studio. How old is she? Hi, Maggie.
She'll be 2 in July.
She looks like she loves music and loves to watch her dad play.
She can hold a pick, but it goes immediately into the sound hole.
Well, that's like she's a Mr. Potato Head game. Yeah. Do they still have that game where you put the shapes into the... she's making a big rattle out of the mandolin, maybe. But she looks like she's having a good time. Maybe she'll... You think she'll pick up an instrument for real eventually? I can't imagine she wouldn't.
Yeah. She wants to, but we're definitely going to have a lot of music in the household.
Yeah, who are you playing with some other groups now?
No, just these guys. Yeah.
Is that true for all of you?
Be in the Mon River Ramblers.
Yeah, I remember.
Luke. Yeah.
I remember that. So it's great to have you all together, Chris. I should remember you a little bit. I can't recall. Are you new to the group?
Last year was the first year I was here.
Okay. I guess I don't remember the banjo.
It's brand new. Yeah.
Okay,
that's 3 weeks old.
That's what was really that banjo really sounded good in that last song too. As you're listening, this is a banjo. It's kind of a blonde wood with a back that you put on it. It's got 6 strings, and you would not expect it to sound the way it does looking at it. Where did that come from?
The tuning that I'm playing the banjo in is the same tuning that I'm playing the dobro or the resonator guitar in. So there really wasn't a lot of learning curve. It's not really any different. It just one sounds like a dobro and the other one sounds like a banjo.
How about is the instrument? Do you know the maker or
the banjo is a Deering. They're out of California.
Okay, I know Deering. I've never seen that model though. That's a really exquisite instrument. And it's got to be a lot of fun to play too.
We were at work and we just got a text message from Chris that said, "I bought a banjo," and then he showed up that night to practice and he could play the banjo.
Not surprising.
It's cheating though.
Well, whatever works. You know, I saw we had a woman here, Abigail Adams is her name. She was here a few weeks ago, and she plays fiddle, and she has it hooked up to a real-time vocoder, so it sounds like a cello or a bass. And so she's playing a cello on her neck, and she has a lot of fun doing that. She was doing some loops and things too, but it really was unusual to hear those notes coming out of somebody bowing a fiddle. Fern Hollow is the band, and this coming Friday night, they will be part of the 20th Annual Bluegrass Benefit Concert, benefiting St. Joseph House of Hospitality, 7 o'clock, Synod Hall, April 27th. We probably have time for two more, I think.
Well, I'm going to do a whip and post,
Then
we'll go into Chardos.
We could do that.
Okay. We do our version of the Allman Brothers Whip and Post, but I think we copied that from Blue Highway or somebody like that did it as a bluegrass band, so this is our version of that.
It's all part of the folk process. Okay. You're allowed to borrow.
And
I love the thoughtfulness to the way you're juxtaposing songs, too. It's fun.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Such a fool, I had to stand by and take it, baby. Oh, for loving you, I drown myself in sorrow. As I look at what you've done, nothing seemed to change. Bad times are the same. I've been wrong. Sometimes I feel like I've been tied. Thank you. Sometimes I feel like I've been tied to the whipping post, tied to the whipping post, tied to the whipping post. Oh Lord, I feel like I'm dying.
Fern Hollow here at the Saturday Light Brigade. That was great. We got about 3 minutes of radio time if you want to try one.
This is our this is not a bluegrass song. It's our Chardas. And Luke says this is becoming a signature song for us. But I would like to send out a birthday greeting to my oldest brother who lives in Hastings, Pennsylvania. And I think he's listening to the radio by the internet.
And what's his first name?
His first name is John.
John, happy birthday. Yeah. We had Rosie and Matilda, the dolls from Hastings, were here a couple of weeks ago.
You were?
In Hastings, Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yes.
That's where I was born.
I didn't know that. Yeah, Greg Dahl and his wife were here.
Wow, great. That's great to hear. So this is a Chardas, and if we have time, we'll go into Dark Eyes. Well, we'll see, okay?
Hollow, look for them this coming Friday night. Thank you, boys.
Thank you very much for having us.
Look for them at St. Joseph House of Hospitality, the benefits at Synod Hall.